Wilson, and I'm the Chief Financial Officer for ICANN. And this workshop is on the fiscal year 10 operating plan and budget. And fiscal year 10 for ICANN starts July 1st, 2009 and goes till June 30th, 2010. Thank you all for coming, and appreciate you coming, and look forward to discussing the operating plan and budget. So the purpose for this discussion is to update us on the status of the fiscal year 10 operating plan and budget, on the development of that plan. Second is to just provide highlights for those who might not have heard already of the status of the operating plan and budget. The third objective is to engage, to continue the engagement of the community in the plan, including refining our spending priorities and alignment with the strategic plan, making sure our choices are correct in accordance with the community's wishes. And then finally, just ensure that the board, after community feedback, is prepared to adopt the budget, which would be planned to be adopted at the board meeting on Friday. This, if you walk away with one slide in your mind, this is probably the most important slide that that captures the overview of what we've done. These two slides. The most important line is that the community feedback confirmed our earlier plans to hold the budget growth to under 5%. So we've continued doing that. The draft budget was posted on May 17th in accordance with the bylaws. The bylaws require that the budget be posted 45 days before our fiscal year end, so we did that. And that draft budget followed the general plans as described in the framework, which were posted and discussed quite heavily during the Mexico City meeting and subsequent calls. This budget and operating plan development followed extensive and deeper community consultation. There was meetings in Mexico City. There were online conference, online public foray, and there were conference calls with community groups set up before and during the Mexico City meeting, as well as after the posting of the draft budget. This year we also experimented and with Twitter, and so we have officially tweeted the ICANN budget. I think have some statistics on that in a little bit. And then, as you know, we further any community feedback, questions, answers, suggestions, we encourage that. So the as mentioned, this includes expense assumption of under 5%, that the operating expense is at $54.4 million, which is curtailing the growth that we planned for in prior years. The revenue assumptions in this budget are $63.6 million, which that has a somewhat of a change from what some of you may have seen in the framework in Mexico City, in which we reduced revenue for several reasons, the most important being the registrar fee reduction to 18 cents in anticipation that those registrars who adopt the new RAA would be entitled to the lower rate. Total expenses of $58 million, including bad debt, depreciation, and contingency, and that means that the contribution to the reserve fund of $4.9 million, which is less than the strategic plan, but still greater than still contribution to the the reserve fund. And then just to highlight that the revenues and the from the new GTLD program, although planned for this fiscal year, are not included in this budget. So the revenues and most of the expenses from that program would be covered in a separate amended budget that would happen and be brought forth as a proposed budget about 90 days prior to the launch of the program. And then, as I mentioned, that this would be, this operating plan and budget would be voted by the board on Friday at the board meeting. So I have a couple slides here capturing the community feedback, and this is reflecting the strong desire for this operating plan and budget to be a reflection of what the community's wants and requires. This slide captures the who participated in those meetings, including in Mexico City. We had a number of meetings, five or six meetings with various constituencies. After the Mexico City meeting, there were several calls with the registrar constituency, the registry constituency, the business constituency, the intellectual property constituency. I think we had four calls actually with various at-large groups, and then related calls on travel support and related that. So we had a number of conference calls to discuss the budget and respond to questions and suggestions. And I mentioned we also Twittered. I think I don't think these statistics are impressive, but it's a start. I think we had 23 downloads, 15 of them were human, and 11 were from the U.S. The other ones were I assume were bots, botnets. Or crawlers, web crawlers. The online public forum yielded quite a bit of comments. There was about 75 pages of comments, 20 pages on the travel support, and 75 pages on the budget itself. The new way of reporting, which we'll talk about in a little bit, yielded some comments as well. And then the expense area group reporting, which is currently open for public comment, that closes next week, and that waiting to hear if there's any comments on that. So what was said by the community? Here's a checklist. I'll walk through this briefly, but the tick marks there, the check mark indicates that we directly responded to that comment or suggestion or question. The circle means we indirectly responded to, so we acknowledge that and address that. So maybe it would help to kind of walk through the details of that. So the first comment that we heard in a number of different fora and on the conference calls is that the community wants more details on the budget, and they want to see it in different views. They don't want to see just the traditional accounting way of capturing a budget. And so we responded. I think the budget is over 50 pages long. It's posted on the website, and we've also presented a number of views in more detail. We'll talk about that a little bit more later. There was a strong request by the, particularly the registrars, but others as well, to suggest that we lower the transaction fees from the it's stated at 25 cents. In the last 2 years, it's been reduced to 20 cents. So there was the registrars requested that those be requested. The fees be lowered, continued to be lowered, and so as part of the RAA discussion, in other words, as an incentive to adopt early adoption of the RAA, we suggested lowering that, so we responded to that. Several people suggested we reduce the contingency, and so we did do that. More resources for constituency support, we indirectly accounted for that, and I can explain that a little bit. There were questions about our investment policy, questions about whether the reserve fund, especially in light of the market activity in the last year, the Board of Finance Committee has directed us, and we've commissioned a study on that, so we're making progress on that. There were a number of comments that the at-large support was slashed, and you'll see in the draft budget that's been posted, we actually went through each section to show that it wasn't. So it was mostly a communication challenge as opposed to actually slashing. In fact, the at-large support is maintained and in some ways improved. There's a concern that contracted parties may pay more than their fair share percentage of total, so there's been a lot of work on this as far as looking at the C's revenue and G's revenue. There was some question about why is the CC revenue forecast or budgeted so high for fiscal year 10 when the forecasted FY09 is not even the amount of the FY09 budget. And so we've reduced the CC revenue budget for FY10 to reflect more closer to what we think the budget will actually come. So those discussions will continue. There was also a request to change the meeting venues and remote participation to reduce costs, not only for ICANN, but for the community members that need to travel to and pay for their own travel. Those are being addressed strategically and part of plans to look at that. This budget includes the meetings costs. The budget for FY10 assumes that the meetings will continue as is with three international meetings a year for fiscal year 10. There was a request for more travel support, and we answered that by providing more travel support for those groups that specifically requested it. And with justification, and then there was a request for more reporting on board travel support, and we've responded to that by showing the board travel requirements, and then the final thing is outreach for at large, and indirectly we're addressing this, but have not provided more budget dollars for that. This slide is a for those of you who have sat through the operating plan and budget process at ICANN, is a traditional slide that we always show to highlight for newcomers the 1 year cycle that we have. So the first 6 months of the fiscal year, we developed the strategic plan, a 3 year strategic plan, and that's obviously being kicked off right now for the next development of the next strategic plan. And then once the strategic plan is approved, which in this year was approved in January of 2009, for the next 3 years, we then developed the operating plan and budget for the next fiscal year. So it's a 3 year strategic plan that leads into the development of the 1 year operating plan. This chart shows how we've done that each year, and we've for the last 2 years we've extended the involvement of the community by marrying the budget and operating plan together, and also posting it in a framework early on to allow for over 4 months of community consultation. And then in the blue, the last the bottom section there, showing that the fiscal year 10 the development of the fiscal year 10 operating plan and budget, you can see we have even more opportunity for community consultation and more in-depth documentation to provide more input on that. This slide highlights the 9 priorities in the strategic plan, and obviously the implementation of the IDNs, both the on the G side and the fast track, and the implementation of the new GTLD program are top in terms of financial resources, but the other 8 priorities in the strategic plan are also addressed and developed in the operating plan. This is a snapshot of the operating plan. As I mentioned, it's about $54.4 million, which reflects a little less than 5% growth in operating expenses, and has about $8 million in new GTLD and IDN efforts planned for this, which includes the assumption that those would be launched during the fiscal year 10 year. So those are actually less than the fiscal year 09 numbers, but with the intention that those would be that there were some costs that were delayed from this year, and those would be put into the fiscal year 10 effort to complete the implementation and prepare for launch. The areas of growth included contractual compliance. The community and the feedback we received very strongly encouraged us to continue the growth of and the build-out plan for that area of ICANN's operations, as well as some technology operations. The financial resources primarily relate to security, backup servers, that sort of thing, to ensure that our internal systems are robust and strong. But generally, the operating plan assumes little or no growth in most of ICANN's operations, largely in response to the global climate of to be responsive to that and not grow unbridled. This is a snapshot showing revenues and expenses and driving down to the contribution to the reserve fund. It's a little bit small up there, so let me go into I've got two or three slides here to highlight that. So the first is the revenue. It's about $63.6 million. Most of the growth in revenue is coming from the planned stepped increase in the .com VeriSign contract from $12 million to $18 million. And there, as mentioned earlier, there's a plan for reduction in the in revenues, reduction in transaction fees to 18 cents for the registrars. And this also shows the CCTLD revenue of $1.6 million. This also, for those of you who saw the framework, this also reflects updates in the transaction volumes to reflect the economy. There's still, we still believe in the, and are using in our budget numbers, a small growth rate for that. Expense highlights. I think I've covered most of the points here before. That just given the world economic climate, we're continuing to look for ways to defer or reduce costs and be very efficient in our spending. And then, as I mentioned before, those are the focused areas of spending. The only one I don't think I mentioned before is the two is to provide adequate support for DNSSEC and other operational enhancements on technology, and some growth also in generally in the topic of global engagement, particularly increased staffing in the Asia region, in addition to the slight increase in travel support that I mentioned earlier. So the bottom line is, although ICANN is a not-for-profit and has no intention of changing that, there is a contribution to the reserve fund to build up the reserve fund to what the strategic plan calls for 1 year of operating expenses in that reserve fund. Roughly that translates to about $10 million a year for 3 to 5 years. We're now at about $30 million, so you can do the math. We, with this plan here, our plan is to have it increased by $4.9 million, which is more than last year's budget, but the thought being that once the new TTLD and the IDN process are launched, then we can come back to that, developing that stable rainy day reserve fund. This operating plan and budget does have some costs for the new DTLD, particularly the implementation. There's some cost to prepare for the launch, but the belief is that we don't need those budget dollars right now. We want to wait until the new GTLD program is closer to being ready for launch. So we will have a separate budget amendment approximately 90 days prior to the launch, in which we'll go back to the community and the board and suggest a budget that handles both the revenue from the application fees as well as the operating expenses to handle the processing of those applications. Let's see if there's anything else more there. I don't think so. So most of those costs are included in the separate budget amendment. We also did a three-year financial impact analysis and worked with the Board Finance Committee on this, and we'll continue to do this. But I think the implications of this are that the model, the three-year impact analysis, shows that the model demonstrates that the revenue cost neutral aspect of the new GTLD program is valid, and that we have a model that can account for that. It also brings up an interesting and important point for ICANN that we need to have detailed cost accounting and reporting so that the community feels confident that that revenue cost neutral, as well as just generally ICANN's methods and cost accounting is appropriate, and that that's clear and transparent, especially with the volume of funds that would flow through ICANN and maintaining the not-for-profit status. As models mature, ICANN should consider opportunities to reduce fees and mix of revenue sources. So we believe that the reserve fund will be fully funded within a year or two, and once that happens, then we can consider reducing revenue. There's no reason for us to increase revenue. We just need to make sure that revenue covers the operating expenses. This budget also cycle also showed new views of the ICANN budget. In addition to the detailed accounting and detail of a description of the budget in the 50-page document, we also showed some new ways. So there's the traditional accounts view, which is how the budget's been viewed in the past. And this is how the accountants think in terms of things like personnel costs, travel costs, administration costs. This year we rolled out a new reporting, which is called the functional reporting, and this is in response to the community's desire to have us be more accountable and continue to be more transparent. And this shows how ICANN's activities are accounted for. So instead of showing things like how much does the new GTLD program cost, or how much did the ITN program cost, or how much is contractual compliance, more along the functional areas, the purposes of the funding. And that actually is on the dashboard, and we're showing actuals. The budget actually shows this budget in functional reporting view, and the plan is for fiscal year 10 under the direction of the Board Finance Committee. We'll be showing that on the dashboard on a variance of budget to actuals for each of those functional areas. We've also posted for community comment a way of the a view of the ICANN budget in along the lines of interest areas, affectionately called the EAG report, the expense area group reporting view, and this is aligned more along the lines of the way ICANN's community groups are a group. So the GNSO, the generics is one group, the CCTLDs and CCNSO is another group, things like that. So these charts are a little bit hard to see, but you can see them in the online document if you'd like to. But there you can see the pie chart of the traditional accounts view, the functional reporting view, and then now for open for community feedback is the expense area group. And obviously it shows the various groups. So what's next? Further consultations with the community in Sydney. We're meeting with, I think we have three meetings tomorrow and the constituency day, and continuing to accept comments on some of the aspects of the budget. And the plan is Board Finance Committee has approved and recommended that the budget be adopted by the board, and that will proceed. And plan is to continue through the week and hopefully have the board adopt it, the budget, in at the end of the week on Friday. So I'd like to open it up for any questions or comments. Yes.
Darlene Thompson. On the slide entitled Community Feedback, what was said, the last point was on outreach for at-large, and you mentioned that it was being indirectly addressed, but that there was no funding or money being allocated to it. So I'm just wondering if you could expand upon that.
Sure. Thank you, Darlene. The short answer is we're asking for more specific suggestions, and the staff is working with at-large leadership, my understanding, on addressing what does that mean. But there isn't funds right now allocated for attending, for at-large leadership, for example, to attend outreach programs and things like that. I think the plan is, to the extent that we could focus staff energy on and direction on that, or at-large volunteers and members, then that would be great. We'd encourage that. But there hasn't been any formal proposal on specifically what that means for this budget, and so we haven't, that hasn't been built into this right now. Okay, thank you. Great, any more questions, comments, suggestions? Could you come up to the microphone? Because we're recording it. Thank you. Say your name.
Yeah, my name is Blaise. I'm from Haiti. You have a strategic teams called Enhanced Security, Stability, and Resiliency Operation. As I know, each strategic team is strategic activity. Can you just give me some example of kind of activities you have for that strategic teams?
For the
enhanced security, stability, and resiliency operation.
Oh, and resiliency, right? Okay. Yes, we affectionately internally call it SSR, strategic stability and resiliency. The financial assumptions. There's several workshops at this in the Sydney meeting that you probably will attend or have attended, addressing this specifically. And coordination with other internet management groups to coordinate that. I know the Conficker exercise in particular is considered a successful example of that. So that's focused energy. But the financial assumptions, and it's a fairly sizable chunk of our budget, is mostly related to internal security. I call it internal security, so making sure that our systems and our backup systems and our security systems are aptly funded and built up and robust. Okay, thank you. Any other questions?
Oh, and the paper is posted. Actually, Greg's paper for more information.
Yeah, that. Thank you, Janice. On the website, on the public comment is the SSR. I think it has a more eloquent name, but there's an SSR paper that's posted. It's a fairly in-depth analysis of what our plans are and looking at that in more detail. So that's a good place to start to see specifically what the plans are. Darlene, yes.
One complaint has been made in the past that ALAC has been, and I'm sure other groups have had a difficult time to see exactly how much has been budgeted to them, in including staff time and such like that. Would the expense area group reporting view provide for that? Is that something that's for, or?
Yeah, that's a complicated. The long answer to that is a complicated one, so I'll try to keep it simple for here and see if this answers your question. In short, there each cost there's a direct component of that. So for example, the specific staff that are dedicated to ALAC or to the CCNSO, the leadership of those groups would know the staff and they deal with them directly, and their staff dedicated to support them. The secretariats, for example, is the easiest one to see, but you also see policy people that are involved in the development of those. So those certainly are costs associated with that. There's also things like travel support for members of those communities that do receive travel support. So those would be in that. So the short answer to your question is yes. The EAG is intended to show another view of ICANN to give an indication of how much resources what percentage of the whole ICANN budget is dedicated to that. However, I want to caution the early viewer. It's very, very cross-dependent, the cross-functional aspect of it. So there's the traditional overhead like finance, human resources, real estate, you know, things like that, administration, go across all the different areas of all the categories. But even things like contractual compliance, who you might not think would be ALAC, per se. From my understanding, is the at-large comments and suggestions to the policy process really support that the efforts and contractual compliance. So it's a challenging viewpoint, but it is. But in community response, and that's why we have it out there, is to get to encourage the community to respond. Is that the kind of reporting that you want to see, as well as that paper that's out there describes the methodology in order to develop that costing?
So those staffs, like Nick, say, whose direct job is to deal with ALAC, would be included in that budget. But say your time, 5% of which may be, you know, dealing with ALAC, that would not be in that.
That's right. Okay. That's right, yeah.
Cool.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, Tracy Hack, Trinidad and Tobago. What will happen if the global financial crisis worsens and your financial projections do not pan out? How do you revise your projections, and what areas do you are affected? Well, how do you treat with the areas that are affected? Do you have a priority list that you're going to reduce budget in this area, that area, outreach example? How do you treat with it, and who approves that?
Thank you. It's a Tracy. Yeah, thank you, Tracy. Your question is definitely aligned with the Board Finance Committee, and we're grateful to have Ram Raj from the Board Finance Committee, the chair of the Board Finance Committee here, and he and his other members of the Finance Committee have been working with staff on that very issue. In short, the ICANN revenue model is quite stable, and even in a turbulent environment, people are still renewing their domains. That's sort of the short answer. So our revenue is very, very close to the revenue budget. And you'll see at the year end when we finish here in a few weeks that the revenue numbers, I think, will come in very, very close to that. But to answer your question more specifically, we are coming up with contingency plans and ways to handle that. Ramaraj, did you want to address it more specifically?
I just thought you'll see from the revenue lines that some of it is stable, contractual, and therefore predictable. Some of it is impacted through business circumstances and therefore could be volatile. We have taken feedback from community and through a market research as to what is the economic impact that is forecast for this coming year. And based on that is how these numbers have come. At the same time, the committee meets every month with the staff to see where we are at, and then see how to plan in case there's an emergency in the market. So that's every month there is a meeting to take stock of where it is, as usual, and then see is there any need for corrected action. So that's where it is. And then reset priorities of what should the money be spent in case there is. However, there is also a reserve fund which has in it over $30 million that the community asked the staff to keep building up. So that is also there. So there is a reserve fund that can also chip in an emergency.
Yes, go ahead. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Naveed. The three-year strategic and operating plan said that ICANN is, if you go to the timelines of that, ICANN was planning to have the IDN CCTLD by mid of 2009 in the route, and so in the last quarter of 2009, ICANN was planning to start the new GTLD process as well. But although the issues are upcoming on the IDN table side, and if we talk about the new GTLDs where there are intellectual property issues, which are for the betterment of the process, definitely, and ICANN is working very hardly and strongly on that. So the annual budget that is for 1 year could have modifications or could have the implications on the new GTLD process delay or the IDN tables delay as well, IDN process delay as well. So do you have any plans to cater that issue where the delay could have some implications on the annual budget, which is towards the new GTLDs and IDNs?
Yes, there is a, I think I mentioned earlier that there's a separate new GTLD budget amendment planned for. So this budget does not include the cost for the launch of the new GTLD, for example. It does have new GTLD costs and over $8 million in IDN costs associated with the implementation, the process that we're going through right now. As you say, we're working very hard and community is as well in getting to the point where that is launched. So those costs are included in the budget. So the answer to your question is yes, we have a very large contingency plan, which is when that new GTLD program is ready to launch, whether it happens, but you know, you pick the month, whenever that actually happens, 90 days prior to that, we'll actually submit a separate budget amendment that would include those costs in it. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, Levin, I know you are having about 3 public meetings a year, and I want to know can we have an average of the percentage used from your budget to complete these activities?
You're asking what's the but did you say your name, by the way? I'm sorry.
Blaise.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You're asking what's the budget for the meetings?
Can we know the percentage of your budget?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's as you can see, it's a very large section of a budget, and we're looking at that all the time in different ways to do it. In rough numbers, it's about $1 million in core meeting costs per meeting. Core costs. In addition to that, there's travel costs and support costs, which add up to about $1 million. So it's roughly, if you take all of the costs, it's about $6 million. If you look at the functional reporting, you'll see it. It's in the $5.5 million because we count the core meeting costs plus the meetings team personnel costs to support that. But as far as so the number I walk around in my head is $6 million. So it's a very sizable percentage of the budget. And that's the reason why that's on the plans. The operating plan is to look at that, to consider other ways to do that, remote participation in particular, and other ways to structure the meetings to be more efficient.
Okay.
Yes. And I should say also it's not just looking at the meeting structure for finance. Obviously, I have my CFO hat on, and I'm always looking for ways to save money for the organization. But it's about getting the work done as well. So it's a balancing act between the two. Yes, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Paulus Nirenda from Malawi. I wanted to ask about the IANA function and how the operating plan and the budget are looking at the evolution of the IANA plan with respect to maybe the launch of the new GTLD and the IDN processes. What fraction are we talking about in terms of the evolution of the budget?
Yes, you're asking what's in. I guess the can answer that in several different ways. There is some growth in the IANA support functions built into this budget, with the thought being we can't wait until 30 days before launch before we figure out how to process many more IANA type activities. So there is efforts in that. We also have in the operating plan, as you might have heard Dr. Toomey share this morning, and you might hear otherwise, there is plans to have an IANA excellence, those are my words, but an IANA excellence initiative to make that happen. And there's costs associated with automation exercises and then and other activities associated with IANA, the IANA function. So that certainly is a key emphasis in the operating plan and budget, and you'll see there it is a one line item. As far as dollar amount changes, it hasn't grown as much as it has in the past, but there is hiring for that area, as well as other key infrastructure to make it more robust and prepare for the scaling that'll be required when the new GTLD and clearly IDNs, both fast track and for the G's when that comes in. Good. Thank you for the question.
comparison between CCs and Gs in this area?
For IANA? I'm not sure exactly how to answer that. You can see there are some activities that are based on the TLD, right, that IANA does. So whether you have 16 Gs or 250 or whatever the number, I forget the number right now, approximately 250 Cs. So there's a weighting in that way on just pure active IANA activities. But and then the EAG analysis that the EAG reporting that we talked about has a breakout by the Cs and CCNSO and the CCTLD operators, and then there's also another slice which shows the Gs and support for the GNSO activities. So that gives you some indication of that. Okay, the specific IANA staff are, you know, their time is allocated for the different registries in accordance with their operating needs. Any other questions? Darlene, did you have your hand? Nope. Great. Thank you for the questions. Anybody else have any more questions? Sure, Naveed.
I've been observing since last two, three months that there have been different suggestions to come up with new constituencies. Like there was a suggestion to have a cybersecurity constituency. Now there was a suggestion to have a consumer protection constituency. So, well, during the time when I will decide whether to have those constituencies or not, I was just thinking that the budget allocation for having those constituencies to make up and start working, is there any separate head for the upcoming expansion of the constituencies in the budget framework for ICANN? Is there any separate budget for that, or ICANN would have to adjust the cost or the budget of some other head towards those new constituencies?
It's a really good question. The short answer is we haven't budgeted for anything that we don't know is happening. So we haven't, you know, we don't have a new hire associated with that. Certainly we'll respond to those requirements, and the GNSO restructuring overall is obviously one that we're starting to think about. A little longer answer is, from an operating plan standpoint, our intention is to become more and more efficient in certain areas. So, for example, now we might have one secretariat that supports, a specific SO or AC. The thought being that we could kind of share those resources and kind of follow that. So we're looking at ways to do that. There's other aspects of that. For example, translation. This past year we became more and more efficient at translation. So although the translation budget increased, the number of words translated is going to increase even at an even greater amount. So that's how we're handling that. If it becomes a huge budget issue, then we'll have to bring it up with the Finance Committee and the Board if there's significant amounts to do that. Okay, good question. Anything else? All right. I'm looking around. Any other questions, comments? Nope. Great, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And as I mentioned, the closing efforts, the budget, the draft budget, actually the comment period is closed, but welcome to provide comments during the Sydney meeting. If you have any comments or questions on that, we'd encourage that. We'll be presenting this or something similar about the budget tailored for each of the constituency groups. The registrars, for example, are very interested in the specific aspects of the RAA and how it affects them, so we'll tailor that for them. And then, as I mentioned, the Friday is the vote on the at the board meeting for the budget, and then we'll plan to implement. And I'm sure you'll plug into the strategic plan development in the first 6 months of the year for the next one. All right, thank you very much.